4333121. Good morning, Bob.
Oh, good morning, Wayne.
Hi.
How are you today?
Okay.
Wayne, I have to take exception to a comment a previous caller made, where he suggested that to solve inflation, what we have to do is control the businessman and control greed. As a businessman, I guess I should take offense at that. It is very true that I work because I'm greedy. I want to support my family, I want to support myself, and I'd like to enjoy a few pleasures in life. I could agree that greed causes inflation, but it only happens when we exercise that greed through government. Certainly, all our great business empires, so to speak, great, big and small, are built because of the greed of people who want to get in and have a chance to profit. The idea that inflation is going to be solved by restricting that portion of the economy that is the only portion upon which everything else rests is absolutely ludicrous. And I thought I should make a statement against that. I was wondering what your opinions were on that.
Well, it's pretty simplistic, your outline there. It's based on absolutism and a deep, deep suspicion of government.
There's no suspicion of government involved, I don't think. I think it's a matter of straight cause and effect. Consider, your guest this morning, Mr. Seymour Freeland.
Yes.
He referred to the president of Toronto Dominion, now supporting the NDP, who he claimed support price controls, but not wage controls. Now consider if you were an employer and you were subjected to a condition where your employees could increase the fee that they are charging to you for their services, but you could not pass that increase along to the consumer and to whom you deal with. What situation does that put the employer in? I am absolutely astounded at the economic illiteracy of our politicians and the general public at large. You always accuse me of being absolutist and what have you.
Well, it's not an accusation. Don't take it. It's not a personal accusation at all.
But don't you see that there is a cause and effect here? Is everyone trying to ignore that it's government spending that creates inflation? It's government spending that has to be halted to stop inflation?
But I am all...
1 = 2. I don't see any complication to it at all.
I know. That's what I'm trying to point out to you.
Okay. Would you bring up some complications that you seem to indicate that you see in dealing with inflation?
Well, I think there are many factors involved in an inflationary cause. And if you get into primary, secondary, tertiary reasons, you may be quite correct that a primary cause of inflation is deficit financing.
Okay.
And you know enough about economics, I think, to understand what Mr. Keynes was trying to do.
Well, Mr. Keynes was the father, I guess, of deficit financing.
And at that point in time, it was necessary.
It was to a degree, yes.
Yeah, so maybe that day is over, and I think guys like Friedman and Stockman down in the U.S., as you know, are going on this supply side business, which I tried to outline a moment or two ago.
Yes, but so what would your position be on it? I never really hear a definite position coming.
Well, I'm not an expert. I don't have the answers or all of the answers, or I don't even know if I have some of the answers. I try to think a lot about this stuff.
Yeah.
But I'd never polarize myself into a situation and say, well, the only way is to do such and such. Well, there are many ways.
Well, would someone please suggest them? I haven't heard any alternatives that would work. Government, cutting government spending works. It's true. It works everywhere. Japan did it. West Germany practices monetary policy. These two countries have the lowest inflation rates in the world. Why can't we learn from their example?
Well, West Germany's inflation is increasing, as you know.
It's increasing.
And Japan had, a bout with it a while ago, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, but the difference, the great difference between our inflation rates is the result, because in West Germany, for example, they tax their citizens more directly.
Mm-hmm.
So that the citizens there know what they are paying. The average citizen, I have many relatives there, pays in excess of 50% tax.
Mm-hmm.
Canadians do as well, but it's not in the form of tax. It's in the form of the high interest rates, the high inflation, in addition to the tax.
Sure, inflation's a hidden tax, isn't it?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And there you have it. You are stating exactly, when you make that statement, that you agree with my assumptions.
Well, no, I don't. Just because I agree with one particular point, it doesn't mean that I buy the whole thing lock, stock, and barrel.
Well,
but those are your views, and I'm not going to change your mind. I'll never change your mind.
Not until you give me some evidence to do so.
But even if you saw the evidence, well, no, I better not say that because I'd be making a judgment.
Well, I hope so. That's the whole point of this conversation. Wayne, I would like to see the evidence. You keep telling me that there's evidence, but I don't see it. You asked Mr. Friedland this morning what he estimated causes inflation. He definitely said his first thing was that definitely the government plays a role, he said.
And he said other things too, yeah.
Right, but listen to what else he said. The second thing he said was, I took notes while he was speaking. The second thing he said was that another contributor to inflation is the expectation that rates will soar. Another thing that fuels inflation.
Yeah, right.
But there again, you ignore the cause of those expectations. I expect it. It's not an expectation I base on faith or on anything else. I can see that our government is spending every year $14 billion more than it takes in.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that going to end? You can't avoid that. It's like just as clear as you're sitting there and I'm sitting here, I don't see how we can avoid the reality that our social programs that the government's pouring all these billions into and buying up the private sector. It's ludicrous to even suggest that...
Well, why don't you get into government and do something about it instead of complaining all the time?
I am actively involved in that type of activity. Calling in on your show is one of the things...
But why don't you run for office?
I have done that.
And did you win?
No, I did not win.
How many votes did you get?
Well, I ran for 2 weeks, Wayne. That is irrelevant to the point.
Well, how did the markets respond to you, the electorate? Did they say, hey, Bob's got the answers, he'll set us free?
Most of the electorate was not aware that I was there.
Oh.
And that's the basic situation. But that is not the point. The point is that the change has to come from the electorate. We can say that the change is political, that's true, but let's not forget we live in a democracy. And until the people, and that's you and I, Wayne, and anyone who's listening to your program, come to realize that the underlying root cause of all these economic problems originate in their desire to have a government giving them benefits that they don't wholly want to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way government gets money, you know, we talk about public funds. Public funds are private funds that
about
have
been
confiscated.
About a minute left.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But generally, that is the crux of the point I'm trying to make today. One caller called in, a gentleman named Val. He asked your guest, would he be expecting that a war might arise out of this? I think he might be interested in noting that if he looks through history, that every war on Earth has been preceded by inflation, though not necessarily every inflationary period has been followed by a war. That is what happens when you upset the balance, the natural balance of free individuals to interchange.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Thank you, sir. 433-31